Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we have the super talented singer-songwriter, Kelsey Killick, with us. We'll talk with her about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be a fun show. And if my voice sounds a little ragged right now, I've had probably one of the craziest past 48-plus hours that you wouldn't even believe. I rolled in from Nashville this morning about 10 o'clock after being there a Monday and Tuesday. Monday night, I went to my first ever Song Suffragette show, met Kaylee Shore, who is the sweetest person probably ever. And I also met one of the bubbliest people I believe I've ever met in my entire life, in Miss Savannah Kaz, along with Clay Gilligan, Tranny Stevens, and somebody else. I'm forgetting the fifth one at this point, but anyway. So that was Monday night. Tuesday night, I attended the fifth annual National Universe Awards, which was for the first time ever a film for television. Oh, and the fifth lady I saw at Songs for Forgets was Alice Finn. I knew I was forgetting something there, but this show was the first time it had ever been taped live, which was an experience in and of itself. But I met so many people from Morgan Miles to Tiffany Ashton, Celeste Kellogg, a ton of people. With that being said, I'm going to turn things over to my co-host, Craig.
Hey, buddy. Very good, Cody. Based on what you just told me, I'm not going to ask how are you doing, because I know how you're doing.
You know exactly how I'm doing right now. I'm still on cloud nine at this point. I'm still not even believing the past 48 hours actually happened.
Trust me, Cody. There's going to be many more moments like that in your lifetime. It's just the beginning, my friend.
I hope so. And Chloe Gilligan actually called me famous. I'm like, wait,
you are
famous. I'm not famous. You're famous. What's happening here?
Well, you're both famous. You helped pave the way to interview independent artists. You and Josie Positino, now Cassie Lynn Wells.
And yourself.
And yes, I'm following in all of your footsteps.
With that being said, though, let's welcome today's guest to the show, the lovely Miss Kelsey Killick. Hey, Kelsey, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
At this point, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the past 48 hours, but I'm good.
That's good.
Thank you for doing this today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I realized how talented you really were, you know, how well your lyrics are written, how well your voice is, and I said to myself, this is someone I definitely want to get to know better, be able to put her on a platform and have her present her music to a larger audience. So I hope it achieves that today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's always nice when people connect with your songs and want to help you out. So I really appreciate the help. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Yeah, before we actually start things today, I always like to give my guests an opportunity to introduce themselves and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, my name is Kelsey Kulik, and so many people kind of like, they look at the spelling of my name and they're always like, how do you say that? And I'm like, well, just think like calcium, then it's easy, you know, Kelsey Kulik. So when I was 3 years old, I had, my mom had a karaoke machine and she used to play it all the time. And I just picked it up. And the first song that I learned how to sing was What Part of No Don't You Understand? And that was, you know, my family was really into listening to country music, and I just fell in love with it from a young age. And I wrote my first song when I was 5 years old. And my mom, I grew up in a small town in northern Canada. Hudson Bay, Saskatchewan is the town I grew up in. And the closest McDonald's is about 3.5 hours away. And this town was just an amazing place to grow up in. You got to see the Northern Lights every night, and you got to pick and grin around a campfire during the summer nights. And my mom pretty much took me around to every fair and talent show that there was across the country. And, you know, I was doing karaoke at first, and then I learned how to play guitar when I was about 12 and started playing it at 13. And then I really was, when I was in high school, I was like, it was grade 12 year, I was thinking, okay, am I going to go to school or am I going to do what I love? And then I was diagnosed with cancer. And at that point, I realized that what is life unless you're doing what you love every single day? And so after I took chemo treatments and got healthy again, I decided that I was going to go and do music. And at a random turn of events, I ended up meeting the old producer of Fleetwood Mac, who produced Rumors and Tusk and Tangle of the Night. And he kind of took me under his wing and taught me everything about songwriting and production. And it was just an incredible experience. And that was when I was about 18, 19 years old, and I started working with him. And, you know, he taught me a lot about songwriting. I ended up coming back to Canada, getting signed to an independent record label, went on my first radio tour up there. And I decided that I wanted to come down to Nashville and really just kind of submerge myself into, you know, real country music and where all the best singer-songwriters are. And I made the move down here, and I started songwriting every single day and meeting people and networking and kind of getting my name out there, playing some shows. I ended up getting nominated for a Canadian Country Music Award last year. And that was about a year after I had moved to Nashville for Discovery Artist. I ended up winning that in September of last year. And I also signed a publishing and artist developmental deal with Olay Majorly Indie that same day, actually, that I won the CCMA. So it was a really exciting weekend, and I came back to Nashville after that. And now I've been songwriting a bunch with Olay down here. And we have just started to record for my album release.
That's awesome. When do you anticipate your album being ready to be released to the public? From what you've told me, that you've just started, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, so we've already done two songs, and right now I'm actually literally in an hour and a half, I'm going over to my producer's place, and we're going to write some more. Basically, we're just looking to write up tempos because my style is really singer-songwriter, and it is, it's not very often that I write an up tempo. So the producer that I'm working with, we're working on getting a couple up tempos for radio, and we definitely will have the album out by the summer. I'm playing actually a really big festival up in Canada called Big Valley Jamboree, August 3rd. And we're going to have music out for that. So it's going to be like all my music is finally going to be available for summertime. I mean, I get like private messages and messages all the time from people on my Facebook page and my Instagram page, hey, when are you releasing music? Where can I find your music? And I'm like, oh, it's coming, it's coming. So finally, I'll be able to give a date fairly soon here, because it's just been, I mean, I've been going crazy that I don't really have anything out. So I can't wait to get some music out. It's going to be so exciting.
Well, that's super. Consider the have you considered an EP release party show in Nashville around the time your EP is released?
Pardon me?
An EP, have you considered having an EP release concert where you can
we will for sure. Absolutely. We'll definitely have one in Nashville.
Awesome.
That's awesome. I wanted to touch on a little bit of your and forgive me if I'm being too personal, forgive me. But I wanted to touch on a little bit of your Singing Be Heard initiative.
Right.
How did that start?
Well, so when I was 17 and I was diagnosed with cancer, my mom and I, we kind of sat down. Obviously, like, it kind of like, you know, kind of throws you for a loop. And I was like, you know, like, I want to do music. The reason why I want to do music is because I want to help people. Because to me, music has always been really therapeutic and healing. I've always went, you know, if I've never been able to tell somebody exactly how I'm feeling, I've always been able to write it out in a song and show them that way. And I think that a lot of people use music for that, to describe how they're feeling, whether it's happy, whether it's sad, you know, whether it's excited, whatever it is. Music is so great for that. And, you know, one of the first things I realized that, you know, every single person has a story. So many people are scared to really let the true them be heard. And Sing and Be Heard to me was, you know, I'm not going to let anybody tell me what I can or can't do, or who I can be or not be. So I'm just going to sing and be heard and let the person, my story shine, my story be heard. And I want everybody to use that Sing and Be Heard, because I think everybody should let their true self shine.
That's awesome. And I totally agree with that. I mean, of course I'm obviously a big music fan, and I agree. I mean, it's an old cliche, but the saying of where words fail, music speaks. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I did have some kind of fun kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could, sorry, I didn't hear you.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know what? There is nothing that I would change. I love every, you know, the most important thing, you know, everybody says, like, a lot of the things that I hear from a lot of, you know, singers that are famous and singer-songwriters that, you know, have been successful, is that, you know, it's not the destination, it's the getting there. And I think that I've learned so much in my career and met so many incredible people and have done so many incredible things that I would not change one single thing about it. Nothing.
That's awesome. And
I wanted to ask one question, which is, I confess, it's not a fun question. It's about, at 17 years old, you had went through cancer, but you were able to undergo it through remission, which is spectacular. I give you so much credit and have fortitude to be able to fight it. And I speak from having my father, losing my father to cancer. How do you remember in the time, like, what were you going through, even though it was a while ago, and how were you able to overcome it? And how has it affected the way you are today?
Well, you know, when I first was diagnosed, I realized, like, instantly that I was going to be okay. Like, I never thought any sort of negative thought. I mean, it was a huge blow, but I was like, okay, this is just something that I have to go through. You know, God only gives you what you can handle, and like, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, and I'm just going to come out stronger. I'm going to come out a better person, and I'm going to have like just a lot of life knowledge just from this experience. So I think that I kept a pretty positive outcome. I wrote a lot of songs when I was going through what I was going through, just because it was a really easy way to talk about what I was going through without having to talk. I just had to sing about it, you know? And so I think music was a huge, huge part of keeping me positive and healing me. And, you know, there was a lot of incredible people that I met while I was going through chemo that also inspired me to just keep on going and keep on believing in myself. So it was, you know, I had an amazing support system. My family was just incredible. Everybody was there for me all the time. So I had a lot of love. I had great music, and I had great people surrounding me during the whole process. It was just, you know, I'm very blessed.
How does it affect it the way you are today, would you say? Do you feel that you're a stronger person, and have you shown this in your songwriting?
You know, I think I realized that when I wrote a song about going through chemo, and I sang it at a church when I was going through chemo after I'd written it, and an older gentleman came up to me and he said, "I've always felt that way, but I've never known how to say it." And that really hit me. That was like one of the main things that is always one of the main underlying sort of things I use when I'm writing a song, because I always want to make people, I always want to give people something that they can share that's like a little bit of me, but also a little bit of their feelings. And, you know, I basically use, you know, going through cancer, I basically, how I use it in my everyday to kind of inspire me is that, you know, there's nothing that I can't do, you know? So if I ever maybe get down on myself, I always snap right out of it. I always keep super positive, and I always believe in myself, and I always tell myself that there's nothing that I can't do.
That's super.
You know, I have so much respect for you, and not only having gone through what you went through, but turning that into a positive.
I have so much respect
for you, and I'll say this again in a few minutes, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you on the show, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Another question I had for you is, if you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
Oh, if I weren't, I have never thought about that. What would I do? You know what? I would probably be doing something with dogs or coffee. It depends. I have like an insane love of coffee. So I'd either own my own coffee shop and make like really great coffee, or else I would be running a dog sanctuary. I think dogs are angels. I had a dog when I was going through cancer, and I swear that little thing kept me healed all the time. And so I would either be doing something with coffee or maybe both. I'd have a coffee shop and also run a dog sanctuary. I think that's what I would do.
That's awesome.
Chelsea's Coffee Shop, I think, would definitely do better than the Loveless Cafe if you opened it.
Oh, yes.
That's a great name.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a great name.
Yes.
You spell coffee with a K.
Exactly.
I like the way you think. this next question stems from a professor I had in college. This guy loved scenarios, and he'd throw a scenario out at us pretty much every class period, and I hated it. So So that's probably where this question comes from. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only have three things with you. What are you taking?
Oh, man. I would probably have a rechargeable little Bluetooth speaker. And
if you can find an outlet within the island, I give my hat off. I tip my hat off to you.
Pardon me?
If you can find an outlet to plug your Bluetooth in, I tip my hat off to you.
No, a rechargeable, yep. like one that's like solar powered, a solar powered.
Solar like power. A lithium battery powered thing. I got.
Yes. Sorry, my bad. I should have worded that better. A solar powered speaker. That. You know, with an iPod with a bunch of music on it, because I cannot do anything. I would, you know, and my guitar.
You know, what about us inventing a solar power coffee maker? You can't. You can't go without coffee.
That is true. That is true. But you know what? I would definitely pick music over coffee. But if I could have four things, the solar powered coffee maker would definitely be one of them.
Yes. All right. We'll give
that
you.
That is awesome.
Question.
I'm a big fan of artist interviews, which is why I do the show. Obviously, I will read, watch, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find. And I was watching one of the. The best in the business, Mr. Dan Rather, interview a Kid Rock one time, and he asked Kid Rock this question, and I'll ask you, when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won a major industry award, I mean, we're talking CMAs, Grammys, et cetera, and it's going to happen for you. What's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I think that, you know, one thing I want to be remembered for as an artist is that, you know, I gave people a voice, that I gave them words and a meaning and a healing to everything that they were feeling. I think music is so important that way. I remember, you know, one of my friends who struggled with depression, he used to listen to this one song all the time when we were young, and I didn't really understand it. I really liked the song. I can't remember the name of the song, but I just remember knowing that he needed that to it as an outlet for what he was feeling, and it made him feel better. So I think that, you know, for myself, I definitely want to be the words and the melody and the song to people's emotions that help them go through whatever they're going through.
Yeah. You know, I said this at the start of the show, before we brought you on, but, considering we're basically pouring our hearts out right now, I'm going to pour my heart out. about 2 years ago, I went through something pretty traumatic, and I was in the hospital for almost 3 weeks, which was crazy. And there was a particular song that stuck with me when I came out of the hospital. It was Kaylee Shore's Fight Like a Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday night, I had the opportunity to tell Kaylee face-to-face how much that song meant to me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't know she was was going to do this, but prior to meeting her, she played the song at the round we were seeing, and it took every fiber of my being not to cry my face off.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment for me was just, I'll probably never forget that moment as long as I live.
That's incredible.
You know, and so the point I'm trying to make is, I mean, I get that music. Music helps us through our darkest times, you know?
Absolutely.
So, lightening the mood here a little bit. Besides the obvious music community in Nashville, what drew you to Nashville in the first place, besides the obvious music community?
What drew me to Nashville?
Yeah, besides the obvious music community.
Nashville is actually a really beautiful place. You know, the weather, I mean, I'm from Canada where it's cold about 8 months out of the year. So the weather is fantastic. But honestly, music was the main thing. That's, you know, I'm living in a different country away from my family, which is a huge part of my life. And it's really hard for me every single day to be away from them. And my love of music is what brought me here to Nashville. And that will be the thing that keeps me here, because, you know, Nashville is just an incredible place with so many, I mean, the people are great too, just the people in general, you know, they're so nice and they're so welcoming, and just really friendly. So, you know, mostly music, but I mean, the people are great down here and the weather, I cannot complain.
You know, I live only about 3 hours from Nashville, and I have family that lives about 15 or 20 minutes outside of the city. So I make trips to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get. It's like my favorite city in the entire world.
Oh, it's great! It's such a great city.
Good. Kelsey, I'm in Nashville four times a year, including CMA Fest, which I'm so looking forward to. And it's one of the reasons why I ask almost every artist, are you going to be at CMA Fest performing? And it's competitive, but it's like the best chance to like see everyone in a short period of time. And actually, that's my next question to you. Do you have any performances scheduled during CMA Fest week, or will you not be there?
No, you know what? I don't have any performances. I was supposed to be up in Canada during that week. And then I ended up not because I got called down. I just booked a show. I'm headlining a little festival in Hawaii. And I just kind of come back in the middle of when CMA Fest is going on. So I'm going to be performing and relaxing on the beach for the first part of CMA Fest. So no, I'm not playing. I wish that I was. But I'm definitely planning on playing next year.
Awesome. Well, if there's any chance that I could meet you at a show and I see how suntan you are, I know why. And along with if any
Oh, wow.
You know what?
and I love what you said about the people in Nashville because I'd known this previously. A couple days really cemented this for me. Once you're part of the country music community, that's it. These people will have your back and support you in literally anything that you do.
Oh, absolutely. It's true. They are so incredible. Super supportive, welcoming. Like, everybody helps each other. You know, that was, you know, I met so many people on my first trip to Nashville, and as soon as I came back home, I was like, hey, how am I moving? How am I going to move down to Nashville? And I figured it out right away because I knew that I already had a family down in Nashville that didn't take that long to get, you know?
You know, and I understand that there's sharks in the music business and people that aren't necessarily in it for the right reasons. I get that. I understand it. There's sharks in pretty much every business, but I feel like generally probably 85 or 90% of the music community there in Nashville are just genuinely good people.
Definitely, they are incredible. I love my Nashville family. They are so great.
Which that leads me to my next question. Has there ever been a moment or moments where you just find yourself going, how is this my life right now?
You know what? I ask myself that question every single day because I practice my gratitude and you know, I give my thanks every single day. And, you know, every single day I'm in a write with writers. Every single day I get to perform on stage. Every morning I wake up, I go, man, I am so grateful for this life that I'm living right now. You know, I mean, obviously I put a lot of hard work into it and, you know, I live away from my family and, you know, it's not easy to be away from the people that you love, but when you are doing what you love, extremely love, when you are doing your purpose every single day, there is no better feeling than that feeling. I'm always grateful. I'm always excited. And I do always ask myself that question every day. I just am so blessed to be a part of the Nashville community, to have a publishing deal, to have an artist deal. It is just an amazing, amazing thing.
You know, the reason I ask that is because, and I'll give you a little backstory on this show. I started the show all the way back in 2012. So I've been at this for about 6 years, and coming into this radio thing, I literally fell into it by accident. I have no previous radio experience and no formal radio training, no school, whatever. And I'm literally doing this by the seat of my pants right now and hoping I don't screw up too bad. I got into the country industry in 2014. I covered another industry for 2 years just to kind of get my feet wet in radio, you know. But literally, starting this radio show is one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Well, congratulations. It's good that it's a great feeling when you realize your purpose and realize that you love doing what you're doing and that you're doing what you're meant to do.
Absolutely. And you know, I told you I was at the National Universe Awards last night. Well, I was actually nominated in the first round of those awards. I didn't make the final televised nomination list. I didn't make that, but I was nominated in the first round.
And we both didn't make
the
cut.
And then Craig were both nominated actually.
Congratulations.
We were nominated with people that I consider the giants of radio, like like Bobby Bones, same case Cody Allen, Betsy Spina. I mean, then there's us over here, you know. So I'm sitting there thinking. At first off, that ran through my mind was like, is this some sort of cruel joke right now? just to be nominated with those people, I was absolutely blown away.
Oh, it's such an honor, but obviously you deserve to be there.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't feel like I did, honestly, because these people have dedicated their entire lives to their craft. I've only dedicated that 6 years, so.
But still, you're still dedicated now, so I think that, you know, obviously you're being recognized for that, and, you know, it's so important, I think, you know, thank you so much for doing this for starting out artists that are, you know, just getting their careers off the ground. I think it's so important for us to have platforms, and you have a platform. You're playing a major part in a young artist's career. You're giving us experience, and you're giving us exposure, and there's nothing better than that.
You know, I feel like sort of playing off that, I feel like if this radio show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or that next interview, whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job.
That's incredible. You know, and it is, because, you know, for one, it's so important in, like, a new artist career to have the interview experience, because you have to be great at an interview. You have to be interesting. You have to have a story. You have to have something that people will really relate to and attach to. So this is a stepping stone, absolutely, because it gives us experience in talking with somebody else and talking about who we are and what we do and why we do what we do.
You know, and speaking of stories, you, my friend, have an incredible story yourself.
Well, thank you.
And I'm gonna say this. Of course, I say this to all my guests, but I've set out to do everything in my power to get you guys heard.
Well, that's incredible. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You know, and you said that you were coming out with some new music soon. Well, I host every Friday at 4:30. I host what's called Indie Country Radio, and I'd be more than happy to play your stuff on the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. You know, and speaking of music, I always like to ask my guests what's coming up for you in the future. I mean, we touched on a little bit of your next project coming out, but. Beyond that, what's coming up for you?
Well, right now we're just focusing on creating the music and really creating my brand as an artist. Actually, my manager just went and talked with my label this afternoon. And so in the next few weeks here, I'm going to be getting a photo shoot done. And we're kind of going to be rebranding my website and me as an artist, and kind of really getting it pinpointed as to what I want to achieve as an artist and what I want to give the fans. So we're going to be releasing the music, rebranding everything with me, and you know, we're going to start getting my music out there. We're going to do a lot more shows. We're going to get the band together. Just a lot. It's going to be a really, really busy next little while, which I'm really excited about. I can't wait to really just kick it into high gear, even though I feel like I've kind of been running like a chicken with my head cut off. But it's going to be a really exciting new year. You know, I'm going to be posting a lot more things about what's going to be happening on my Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, everybody can kind of keep in contact and in touch with what's going on.
Awesome.
Can you please make sure that when you bring some glue to put your head back on every time it falls off when you're constantly run without and falls off?
Pardon me?
No, you said you're constantly like a chicken without a head. Like you said, you had your head falling off. And I just said, can you make sure you bring some glue or tape to put it back on because we don't want to miss any part of you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely
Speak
out with me on hand.
Oh, thank God for that. Also, would you consider doing a States tour in addition to Canada, such as like the Opry stage in Manhattan?
I mean, right now we're just kind of in the beginning stages of getting the music out and getting out to radio and stuff like that. But that's definitely the plan. You know, everybody kind of always asks me, like, what is your ultimate goal as a songwriter? And, you know, one of my role models when I was, you know, 5 years old was Shania Twain. And if I can get to that sort of status as an artist, then that is when I will be very happy.
I think you would be ecstatic.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you.
A couple more questions for you, then I think we're going to wrap things up here. I know you mentioned social media a little bit earlier. So how has social media affected your career thus far?
Oh, well, you know, really well, actually. When I first came to Nashville and I was writing all the time, I started doing this thing called Music Monday where I would post a live video on my Facebook page every Monday and I would get my fans' opinions. And when I first started doing it, I had around 5,000 followers. And one of the videos that I posted was a song that I wrote about my grandpa called More Time, which is going to be recorded and released on the new record that's coming out. And it ended up getting over 1 million views and 26,000 shares. My likes from my page went from 5,000 to over 14,000. I got a ton of followers on my Instagram. I have over 26,000 right now followers. Social media, it's crazy. You know, I didn't really understand it at first and didn't get why people did it, but now I totally understand because it's just a huge platform. You get to reach so many people. You get to connect with so many people on your music. You know, social media is really, I really do think it's a great thing and it's helped me a lot. So I really like the aspect of social media.
Absolutely. I mean, for the show, social media has been one of the best tools to ever come along for a radio show because that's where we find like 90% of our guests is through social media and it's social media is great. I'm not gonna lie, it's awesome.
Definitely, it's a great tool to have for sure.
Social media, Cody, you have the opportunity to get to meet so many wonderful songwriter artists such as yourself.
Absolutely. You know, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, that is really, that's a really, really hard question. I really do feel like the little wins that you have along the way in your career. I really don't have a best thing that has happened to me. I honestly think that working with Richard Dashett, who produced Fleetwood Mac, was an incredible experience because I learned so much from him. He taught me so much about music. But also winning the CCMA last year and signing with Olay was a game changer for me. So those would be my top three that that have happened in my career.
Awesome. A last question for you, unless Craig's got something else. Whether it's in your personal life or a professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really do think, you know, it kind of goes along with Sing and Be Heard. And it's always stay true to who you are, no matter what, because that is who you will believe the most, and that is who other people will believe the most. So that's definitely a big thing that I learned and a big thing that I follow in my career and in my life.
Awesome. There's actually one more question that snuck up on me that I didn't say. As a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
What inspires me? I think other people inspire me. You know, their stories. I grew up, you know, just really being an empathetic person and being able to feel exactly in everything that somebody else was feeling. And I didn't really understand what that was until I got older and was able to put that down into a song. But other people inspire me, other stories, you know, whether it's happy or sad, other people inspire me.
Awesome. Did you have anything else for Craig?
Oh, no. I have everything I needed to ask.
Awesome. Well, I thank you so much for doing this. This has been just
so much
fun.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, it was awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time and having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And this was probably one of my favorite interviews I've done in a long time.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I had such a fun time. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to say this again, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay, thank you. I will, for sure.
Yes. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much again for doing this, Kelsey.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Craig.
And you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but I'll before we do that, where can fans find you online if they want to follow you?
Well, you can find me anywhere if you just type in my name, because it's a really interesting name. So my name is Kelsey Kulick, and that's K-A-L-S-E-Y, and Kulick is K-U-L-Y-K. So you can find that on Twitter, social media, my website, Facebook, everywhere you'll be able to find me.
Awesome. And side note, I don't think I butchered your name too bad in the intro.
No, you did good. You did good.
Awesome. Well, I think I'm going to let you go, but like I said, you've got an open invitation back anytime you want to come back home.
Well, I can't wait to come back. Thank you guys so much for having me again. It was awesome to be on the show, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.
I'll talk to you later, Kelsey.
Bye.
Bye. She's a sweetheart.
Yes. She has such a bright future ahead of her. She is so
she does.
Talented.
I mean, I agree. So, who's coming up on the show next week, buddy?
But first, tomorrow, we have October Rose returning to the show. They have debuted a new CD coming out called Exit In. It's terrific, and they're going to discuss the new music
it's
and how it all came about.
Here.
That's tomorrow the 10th.
Yeah, but the name of the city is actually All In.
Yes. We're all in with All In.
Yes, we are. So that's tomorrow. And then who do we have next week?
Yes, next Tuesday we have Collie Rogers, who was rescheduled from March when she had come down with illness, but we have her back next Tuesday on the 15th. And then we have singer-songwriter Jennifer Millow, who you had the pleasure of meeting yesterday at the Nashville Universe Awards. She seems very sweet. And so next Wednesday should be terrific to get to speak to her. She really seems bubbly and very friendly.
Oh, yes. I think I'm going to let you go, buddy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
So, have a good night, Cody. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoy our interview with the lovely Chelsea Kulik. As Craig said, tomorrow we've got two of my favorite people, Derek and Leanne of October Rose, joining us. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here before Blog Talk Radio forcibly kicks us off the network in about 10 minutes. But you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.